bottle.
Oh, a cork.
Okay, how about any other type of things to keep water from coming out?
A top. A screw on it. Just top the original top.
What is the musical instrument that you put in your mouth and you work it back and forth?
A harmonica.
Okay, and this is a little musical instrument that you hold like this and you pluck it, hold it between your teeth.
A rubber band.
It's a little metal thing, I think.
You hold it between your teeth and pluck it?
Sort of, twangs.
I don't know. I never heard about that.
You heard of a Jew's harp?
No.
Okay, what do you pound nails with?
A hammer.
Okay, and if you have a wagon and two horses, what would you call the long wooden piece that's between the horses?
The T. That's all I know.
If you have a horse pulling a buggy, you'd have to back him in between the
stable. If you have him pulling your horse?
Before you hitch him up, you have to back him into something on the wagon.
Oh, the rein?
Have you heard of shafts?
No.
Okay, what is the... On a part of a wheel, you have the inside spokes, and they go out to the...
The rim.
Okay. On a buggy, the thing that the traces of reins come back to in order to hook on is called the...
Ropes. The reins hooks on them.
Yeah, have you heard of a single tree?
No, I never heard of that.
A double tree?
No.
Okay, what would you say somebody's doing if he's filling up his wagon in a woodlot, and he takes it to the house, he unloads it, and he fills it up again?
Loading and unloading.
Yeah, what do you call it? Just, he's been wood.
Loading? I don't know.
Okay, suppose there were several logs across the road. You'd say, I tied a rope to it and get out of the way.
Pool.
Or?
Drug.
Okay, we have, same word.
Drug.
Okay, and if this happened yesterday, you would tell somebody about it. Say, my arms hurt because I have...
Dragged. A drug. I don't know which one is it.
Which would you use? One that just it feels better, you know, natural.
Drag.
Okay. What do you break the ground up with in the spring in a field?
A field? A pick.
This is a thing that's pulled by horses or mules.
Oh, a plow.
Okay. After you've plowed, what do you use to break the ground up even finer?
A tiller.
Heard of a harrow?
No, I never heard of that.
Okay. What is it that the wheels of a wagon fit onto?
An axle.
Mm-hmm. What do you call an X-shaped frame that you lay a log across to chop it?
Your horse.
Okay. You straighten your hair with a comb and a...
Curler. Straighten with a comb and a brush.
Mm-hmm. Okay, when you use one of those, you say that you're going to your hair.
Brush hair.
Okay. You might sharpen a straight razor on a leather
strap.
Okay. What are the things that you put in ink pens?
Ink? Cartridges.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the playground equipment the children play on? One child will be on one end, another on the other, and they go in.
A seesaw.
What would you say they're doing?
Seesawing.
Okay. What would you call a limber plank that's fixed at both ends, and the child can jump up and down on the middle of it?
A diving board? A jumping board.
It's fixed at both ends. Yeah.
I don't know. I've never seen that.
Okay.
Homemade up. You know, real? Some of the kids made itself? Mm-hmm. Well, I want to know the name about it.
Okay, there might be a plank that's anchored in the middle to a post, and the child can sit on each end and spin around on it.
A merry-go-round.
Okay. And if you tie a long rope to a tree limb and put a C on it, so children go back and forth, you'd call that a?
A swing.
Okay, what would you carry coal in?
Coal. A wheelbarrow. To where?
Say, if you keep it near the stove or fireplace, something you...